at the very edge of what's now the vinifera forest, just out of Swan Hill, and we're celebrating 100 years since the first commercial sale of rice in Australia. So the De Casca family had been growing rice here, or attempting to grow rice, for 6 or 7 years, with what would be best described as mixed results. But the first time they had rice to sell, it was only a small amount, obviously, was 1914. So we're celebrating 100 years since that happened.
Can you describe what it looks like today? What are we looking at?
Okay, we're looking at river flats. A lot of the trees have taken back over. You can still see the remnants of the levee bank that Joe eventually got up to protect the paddies. Enormous effort, but got it up. It's still largely irrigated land. Irrigated in a very different way, obviously. But it's river flats. We're standing on a sandhill looking out across them, so you have a reasonable view. And as I said, you can still see some remnants of the what's left of Joe's bank.
Why this place? What's so special about here? It's a pretty nondescript place off the edge of what's now the highway. 100 years ago, what made it so special and so attractive?
Joe De Casca could see the potential for rice growing here. He'd seen rice growing at home in Japan, and he thought it could happen here. He convinced the Victorian government to open up a parcel of land in what he thought was the right area. Now, the interesting thing about Joe was that he, and the reason we probably still recognise him, is because he got almost everything right. The geography was right. We grow a lot of rice not very far from here. So the climate's obviously right. The soil's right. You need clay. You need heavy clay soils. The heavier, the better. And importantly, he had the right varieties. He recognised that this was a temperate rice production area. So the Japonica-type rices, not the tropical ones. And did a lot of work, a lot of development of those, till he found varieties that worked best for here and for the agronomy that he had available at the time. And he probably cut a lot of years of research out just by doing the hard yards himself.
This area right here maybe isn't such a big area for rice production anymore. It's shifted a bit further away. What's changed in those 100 years, do you think?
Look, not a lot. It is cold sensitive, so we're right on the southern edge of what is ideal. There's no doubt about that. But if you jump the river and go north, you haven't got to go very far and you're into rice paddies here. So he's right on the southern edge, but with the varieties he had at the time and the agronomy that they had at the time, it was all still quite feasible. And he showed it to be so. It took some perseverance and a lot of innovation. In fact, a lot of perseverance. I mean, the government was pretty indifferent to what he was trying to do. Needed to protect the land with levies. He couldn't even get a bullock team to do that. They were all done by hand. So to persevere like that for 6 or 7 years till you finally get a return really is extraordinary.
What did that first crop, that first commercial crop, do for the industry?
It provided seed. So all the sales that he did then, there's some test milling and it milled up okay. Virtually all of it went to various seed distributors, but the important part for us was a parcel of it went by motorbike in a couple of paddle sacks driven by a 14-year-old boy all the way to Yanco. And once the researchers there got that seed, it really did open up the rice industry in the MIA. They'd been experimenting with it for a long time, getting nowhere, wrong varieties, just not quite right. They probably would have got there eventually. Joe De Casca provided a huge shortcut, huge step forward.
And you're doing something pretty special, I understand, to sort of replicate that journey today.
The De Casca family, three of the grandchildren are here, which is just magnificent. And they're going to deliver some rice to the researchers who will be gathered at our annual conference in Swan Hill today. They'll be giving them a bag of rice to replicate the journey.
A slightly less arduous trip than about 100 years ago, I'd imagine.
I'd imagine so, and probably slightly quicker.